One of the world's most authoritative voices on climate change is tonight warning that without significant changes to land use, the effects of global warming will be devastating. That's one of the headline messages from the UN's latest climate report, and it's the first looking purely at the land sector. It warns that taking action on industry, energy and emissions won't be enough. We must also change the way we produce food and take care of the land. For more on what it all means, here's the specialist reporting team's Penny Timms.
When it comes to climate experts, the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, is as distinguished as they come. And today's warning is bleak.
We humans affect more than 70% of ice-free land. A quarter of this land is degraded. The way we produce food and what we eat contributes to the loss of natural ecosystems and declining biodiversity.
Since 1960, large-scale forests have been destroyed, soils have been degraded, and food waste discarded at enormous rates. The IPCC says all of that is helping to drive up emissions. Professor Jim Skeer is the co-chair of the IPCC.
At the same time, a move to more balanced diets could help us adapt to and limit climate change. Some diets require more land and water and lead to higher emissions than others. For example, diets that are high in grains, nuts and vegetables have a lower carbon footprint than those that are high in meat, and they lead to better health outcomes.
Australian-based adjunct professor Annette Cowie is a co-author of the special report on climate change and land.
The land is a lifeline that we all rely on for food, water, health and well-being, and it's really struggling under the pressure of humans, and the pressure is getting worse because of climate change.
She specialises in sustainable land management, soil science and plant nutrition. One of her key areas of focus for this report was on bioenergy, essentially crops that are used for energy production.
Already the land is under pressure from all the things that we rely on it for. So that's, you know, food and fibre and clean water. And in the future, we're going to be looking for renewable energy sources. And one of those is bioenergy. So if we plant new crops and they take carbon out of the atmosphere and then we use those for energy, we're leaving fossil fuel in the ground. So we're contributing to climate change mitigation. But these are all extra needs that we have for the land.
But therein lies the problem. If humanity can't find ways to cut emissions elsewhere, bioenergy and food producers will be competing for the same land. And that's a serious threat to food security. But it's not all bad news. The IPCC believes significant improvements can be made so long as there is a coordinated global approach. This needs to be done through improved climate policies, while consideration also needs to be given to planting more efficient crops, reducing deforestation, cutting industrial emissions and enriching soils to ensure they remain fertile.
There are ways that we can plant energy crops that are actually going to be beneficial for land management and for the environment.
According to the IPCC, between 25 to 30% of total food produced globally is lost or wasted. Land use accounts for 23% of human greenhouse gas emissions. Agriculture accounts for 70% of global fresh water use. And the report says we should rethink what we eat. That means vegetarian, plant-based and other more environmentally friendly diets are increasingly recommended. And that's where Skye Blackburn comes into things. She's an entomologist and food scientist, but she also farms edible insects. She says it's a growing industry, with a major Australian supermarket and food magazine about to feature her products.
We don't need like five people doing sustainable eating perfectly. We need millions of people really trying to do sustainable eating imperfectly, and all those little imperfect trying little bits really add up to make a big difference.
Today, she's showing school students how to cook pancakes and cookies using insect protein. She says there's growing acceptance of alternative foods like this.
Consumers really need to make smarter food choices when it comes to sustainable food options, and then that kind of follows on down through to the manufacturers and the food producers. I really feel within the next 5 to 10 years, consumers are going to be much more educated. We have amazing resources available now, so sustainable eating is just going to grow, and it's going to grow very, very quickly, and we can see that in lots of different areas, including more plant-based diets, including algae in food and including edible insects.
Now it's up to policymakers and consumers to act.
That's Penny Timms reporting.